Let's talk basketball. John Corrales from Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast joins us. Hello there, John.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going pretty well, thank you. It was big news out of Celtics land with the extension for Marcus Smart. Is it a good deal? Obviously, it's a good deal for him. Is it a good deal for the team?
Yeah. it's a great deal for him. The dude's going to get $77 million.
Yeah.
I think it's a good deal for the team, too. No matter how you want to slice it, I think this can end up being good and favorable for everybody. First of all, a deal starting at $17 million is about right in today's NBA, especially. I mean, I know it sounds like a lot. It is a lot of money in a vacuum. It's a lot of money. But in today's salary cap world, it's not that huge of a percentage of the salary cap for a starting point guard, and he is going to be the starting point guard. That's a solid number. That's a good number. I think the detractors will say, all right, fine. They don't like the deal, but if this gives Smart, if they want to cut him some slack and say, all right, let's see how you do with this regular role. Let's see how you do under Ime Udoka. Fine. But after a year, if it's the same old Smart and they don't like it, then, he's still tradable. So the number is it works for whatever the Celtics are trying to do. But I think in terms of keeping Marcus Smart happy, keeping him around and keeping a good player as your starting point guard, I think it works.
Now, yeah, those detractors, too, I've seen a few of them express concern. Nobody's saying it's not a good financial deal. That's a pretty good price for someone of Marcus Smart's ability. But I've seen a few people say, oh, this is just going to empower Marcus Smart to just start chucking it up from everywhere.
I think people who are solely focused on his shooting don't see enough of everything else that he does to get the full picture. Too much of basketball analysis focuses on when the shots don't go in, it's bad, and when the shots do go in, it's good. And yes, no one will deny that. Hey, Smart, when he goes a little too heavy on certain shots. That's true. But can that be fixed? Of course it can be fixed. I think him as a starting point guard, you'll see a lot of guys, a lot of starting point guards, a lot of point guards end up, after they've initiated the offense, end up, in the corners spotting up. And that's a place where Marcus Smart could do some real damage. His actual shooting numbers from the corners, he's shooting almost 50% on corner threes. So he can hit those. So if he gets more of those, that should be good. I think if you look at everything that he does, all of the ways that he helps, not just the passes for assists, but the way he gets guys free, the way he directs the defense, the way he gets the ball moving, he doesn't shoot every time down the floor. People are really exaggerating how often he shoots. I just think that he does more positive than negative, and no one's claiming that he's a perfect player. I just think that he's a really good player that I think locking him up during his prime is a good move.
We're talking with John Corrales on Downtown. What does this signing mean for the Celtics in terms of next offseason?
Yeah, the things that we talked about maybe 2 weeks ago, if you could destroy those air checks, it'd be great for me.
Sure, we got that.
We can only go by the information that we have. And like a couple of weeks ago, it probably looked like the Celtics were gearing up towards to try to get max cap space. That's clearly gone now. They not only did they sign Marcus Smart and they have him on the books for $17 million next year, they executed a sign and trade for with Evan Fournier to get him out and create a traded player exception, which counts. That'll eat up cap space next season. So that makes it so the Celtics don't have any cap space to spend. They go from potentially having max cap space to they won't have any. And they'll operate as an above the cap team. And so that means those traded player exceptions get extra important. The ability to re-sign certain players, maybe re-sign Robert Williams, Maybe you pick up a couple of options that maybe we thought might not be picked up next year on some of the young guys, like a Romeo Langford or somebody. So it means that they're not going to be wheeling and dealing. They're not going to be gutting their roster. We could get another year, that second year of Al Horford, and that's not going to go away. And if anything, if the Celtics are going to get a third star, probably looking at either a straight trade this season or a sign-and-trade next summer.
Summer League wraps up, championship game tonight. The Celtics are in it. As Sam Hauser said, you know, we didn't come here to lose. So what does it mean for them to walk out of there with a championship tonight?
Well, it's a nice thing. You know, we can say, I can sit here and say, Summer League is all about development, and the coaches will say it's all about development, and they're working on things. But I've, you know, played my fair share of competitive basketball, and when someone's keeping a score, I wanted to win, and that's what they're doing here in Vegas. And so with this one championship game, you're hoping that guys can, you know, come together, play together, execute the game plan, work on the things they're supposed to work on, but within the team framework. And hey, like, keep doing what you're doing. Defend and try to do your best in your role. Do all of those things, and they'll end up winning the game and winning the quote-unquote championship. But any little lesson that you can learn is a positive thing. Any little evidence that shows you're a positive impact on a team trying to win a game, then great, that's something that gets filed away for a lot of guys who are hoping to have things filed away with coaches. So still, you know, at the end, I don't think there's going to be a big champagne celebration or anything, but it'll be nice if they can come together and win this and have something that, you know, memory-wise, be like, hey, yeah, I remember we went out to Summer League and we won a championship there, but mostly proving themselves in one more way to the coaching staff.
And one of the things that you pointed out in your piece for Boston Sports Journal that might well carry over is some pretty impressive work they've done defensively in Vegas.
Yeah, they've really been impressive on that end of the floor. Lots of energy, and hopefully that kind of mentality carries over. You know, not a lot of those guys are going to be on the main team, just a few, but, you know, to go out there and see those guys playing hard on that end of the floor, again, is something that the coach can file away. And then if the coach doesn't like the defensive effort, he can pop in some game film from Summer League and be like, these guys were trying. Look at what happens when you're trying. And let's put a little bit of effort into that. And I think that's one of the things that they can focus on. If guys in Summer League are actually executing something, they can actually bring in that film and say, hey, this is what we're trying to do. Watch how this guy does this. This is actually pretty good. And this is part of our strategy now. And maybe it might differ from what Brad Stevens did. So anything positive in that regard is important and has the potential to carry forward.
I'm told that Kerry, while we were talking, actually went in and edited your appearance from a couple of weeks ago, and it makes you sound like Nostradamus. It's incredible.
Anything that makes me look good as well, we can file that away. And anything that maybe, yeah, sure, I'm all in on that. I'll send my usual payments.
Excellent.
For making me sound good.
You make us sound good every week, so it's a fair trade indeed. John, we thank you as always, and we'll check in again next Tuesday.
My pleasure. Talk to you then.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast.